Texas A&M interim football coach Tim DeRuiter met the media today as he gets his team ready for the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbyville. Let's take a look at sports. The Aggie football team, to say the least, has had plenty of distractions off the field this year. From the move to the SEC when the season began to their coach getting fired after the season, to the uncertainty of who would be their new coach, to the hiring of Kevin Sumlin. And then the interim coach, Tim DeRuiter, takes a head coaching job at Fresno State, but he's still around to coach the Aggies in the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas. So of all of that, what has been the challenges, the biggest challenges, getting the team ready to play on New Year's Eve? Well, here's Tim DeRuiter.
Well, probably just the distraction itself. You know, it's something that nobody envisioned at the start of the year that would happen. And so it's a matter of talking to our guys all the time about, hey, let's control the things we can control. And that is how hard we practice, how well we prepare. And then let's go out and be that team we thought we should have been all year long and have fun doing it. That's what we can control. And so just keeping our guys focused on that is our message. There are a lot of distractions, but we're just going to put that to the side and go hard charging forward.
DeRuiter is wearing two hats right now, coaching the Aggies, but getting ready to take over the Bulldogs.
I really care about our guys here. You go through the highs of last season, the tough season this year. You know, you're invested in these guys. You know you're going to be leaving, so you're torn that way. And then at the same time, I've got a tremendous opportunity at Fresno State. So I'm excited about that. And it's just the dichotomy of having both situations happening at the same time is difficult.
DeRuiter said that running back Cyrus Gray has been at practice running, but no contact yet, so he recovers still from the stress fracture of his shoulder. But DeRuiter said he thinks that Cyrus will be ready to play in the bowl game. The fourth of 35 bowl games is tonight in St. Petersburg. It's Florida International versus Marshall in the Beef O'Brady Bowl at 7 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN. Tomorrow is TCU versus Louisiana Tech in the Poinsettia Bowl in San Diego. Urban Meyer's first Ohio State football team will not go to a bowl game. The NCAA hit Ohio State with a one-year bowl ban and other penalties today for a scandal that involved eight players taking a total of $14,000 in cash and tattoos in exchange for jerseys, rings, and other Buckeyes memorabilia. Tipped the violations, then Coach Jim Tressel failed to speak up. The university had previously offered to vacate the 2010 season, return the bowl money, go on 2 years of NCAA probation, and use five fewer football scholarships over the next 3 years. But the NCAA countered with a bowl ban in Meyer's first year as the head coach, which will be 2012, and further reduced the number of scholarships and tacked on a year of probation. Tressel, of course, was forced out in the wake of the scandal. He was hit with a five-year show cause order, which will all but prevent him from being a college football coach during that time. The Buckeyes will play Urban Meyer's former team, Florida, in the Gator Bowl on January the 2nd. Aggie men's basketball team has dropped out of both the AP and the coaches' ranking after their 20-point loss to Florida on Saturday. They had been ranked 22nd. A&M will host Rice Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Reed Arena. Coach Billy Kennedy talks about the problems against Florida.
After getting hit pretty hard against Florida, especially the first half, today's going to be a defensive day, obviously. When you give up 50 points in the first half, it's very difficult to win. I know we need to score points. Was really disappointed in how we defended them for the first 20 minutes of the game. And they're very difficult to guard also, but you can't give up 50 points and expect to have a chance to beat Florida in Florida.
The big upset in college basketball last night was unranked Davidson beating 12th-ranked Kansas at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. The top teams at both polls are Syracuse, Ohio State, Kentucky, and Louisville. Baylor is 6th and Missouri is 9th. On the women's side, Baylor is now a unanimous number one after they knocked off number 2 UConn Sunday in Waco. The Aggies stay ranked 10th after their one-point win over Southern Cal on Sunday. Texas Tech is ranked 15th in the women's poll. They're 9-0, and Texas 22nd. The Aggies will host McNeese State on December the 30th. A person with knowledge of the search says that Southern Miss and Ellis Johnson have agreed to a deal that would make him the new football coach at Southern Miss. The 59-year-old Johnson is a veteran defensive coach who has spent the last 4 years as defensive coordinator at South Carolina. He's also worked at Mississippi State and at Southern Miss. Johnson replaces Larry Fedora, who left Southern Miss after 4 seasons to take the job at North Carolina. Abby Wambach, whose thunderous headers in the final seconds of the Women's World Cup quarterfinals led the U.S. to an improbable victory and sparked a nationwide frenzy rarely seen for women's sports, has been voted the 2011 Female Associated Press Athlete of the Year. The 31-year-old forward won the award handily, receiving 65 of the 214 votes cast by members of the AP. Teammate Hope Solo was a distant second, and UConn basketball player Maya Moore was third. Wambach is the first individual soccer player, man or woman, to win one of AP's annual athlete awards, which started in 1931. Believing that members of his football staff were not being compensated satisfactorily, Georgia football coach Mark Richt unknowingly violated NCAA rules by paying them out of his own pocket. Richt's payments to several staffers were among a series of secondary NCAA violations uncovered by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution in a standard open records report released today. The total amount he paid was believed to be in the neighborhood of $60,000. According to the newspaper report, Richt's action broke NCAA rules on supplemental pay, but discipline was limited to letters of admonishment from the school to Richt and those who the payments went to, as well as additional rules education. That's according to the report. The NCAA considered the issue closed November the 30th. And finally, the utility that serves San Francisco's Candlestick Park is backing off an earlier statement blaming city-owned equipment for the first of two embarrassing power failures during the Monday night football game last night. The nationally televised game between the 49ers and the Pittsburgh Steelers was delayed twice because of the outages. A spokesman for Pacific Gas and Electric says he, quote, spoke too soon, and investigators still don't know what went wrong. And that's a look at sports. Thank you all for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.